Algernon, thanks for joining us this week for the Monday Business Watch. Let's talk about some reporting you did recently from the New Mexico Cannabis Legalization Conference that was held in Albuquerque earlier this month. Can you start off by sharing with us what the focus of this conference was?
You could sum it up in two words: now what? This was a two-day business conference that opened the day after cannabis became legal to possess within certain amounts. However, it will be several months before there is a regulated marketplace for adult-use cannabis, and those administrative rules are being formulated as we speak in a process that will unfold in the coming months, with the deadline for retail sales to begin through licensed vendors and licensed servers no later than April of 2022.
Okay, so we know it took a special session for New Mexico lawmakers to push legislation across the finish line. And from your reporting, it seems like there is still some confusion on rules with this law and how it may also impact the medical cannabis industry in the state. What are folks concerned about?
There's a number of unknowns, and part of that is the rulemaking process and the public comment that's involved, because New Mexico is building a regulated framework for a new industry from scratch. And for some of the entrepreneurs and farmers that I saw at this conference, and there were hundreds gathered at the Albuquerque Convention Center, there was a lot of frustration just about how little is known, how little has been determined about how they can lawfully produce crops and process them and enter this marketplace, or even perhaps open dispensaries of their own if they wanted to get involved on that end of it. On the other hand, some folks like Ben Lewinger of he's the head of the New Mexico Cannabis Chamber of Commerce, says that the unknowns and the ambiguity is actually a really good thing and a good opportunity to build a really solid, viable framework from the beginning and then improve it in subsequent years as we learn more about how it works. And so really it just becomes a question of how comfortable you are with the ambiguity. There is a bit of a time clock here because it takes time to produce harvestable cannabis plants. And so this is the time when people want to be getting their seeds and their clones ready into the ground and starting to cultivate. And that's a labor-intensive and time-consuming process.
Okay, now I want to talk with you about an issue in New Mexico with cannabis, because we live in a state with federal border patrol checkpoints in our region that may be searching for federal illegal drugs. Can you kind of talk with us about what was said at this conference addressing this issue? You have sort of a conflict with federal law and state law here. So what was said about this at the conference?
It's a conflict. I mean, they're there in part to interdict drugs. And under federal law, cannabis, or marijuana, as it is commonly known, is a Schedule I narcotic rated the same as heroin and ecstasy. And so if you pass through a port of entry or one of our internal checkpoints that we have in the southern part of the state, yes, they can confiscate any cannabis that you have in your possession. They can also confiscate cash, which is a problem that medical cannabis producers have been dealing with pretty much since medical cannabis became legalized in New Mexico back in 2007. And so that's not changing until federal prohibition goes away. Now, one state lawmaker, State Representative Antonio Mo Maestas, he's a Democrat from Albuquerque, he spoke at the conference, and he thinks that as more states legalize adult-use cannabis, as New Mexico has, and starts establishing economic development, this is going to build pressure to eventually nullify federal prohibition, either by an official act or just because at some point courts might just stop enforcing it. We have a Supreme Court Justice, Clarence Thomas, a conservative justice, who's already speculated that there may be a tipping point where so many states legalize adult-use cannabis that federal prohibition becomes moot and indefensible. It's interesting to see that he was speaking not involved in any kind of case that doesn't have the force of law, But it is an interesting argument, and we're not sure, but that could be the direction this is leading. However, for now, there are people who are possessing amounts of cannabis that are legal under state law, but if they go through a federal checkpoint or onto a federal facility or on federal land, it's a very different kind of legal jeopardy for them. We also have tribal governments, so it gets very complex.
Okay, Algernon, unfortunately, we're out of time. I want to thank you so much for joining us this week for the Business Watch.
Ciao.